Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Today is a holy day where we ruin a marriage, maybe?
We'll get this side and that side. We'll get them straight. It's the Slacker Show's great mate to be.
I think the reason I was hesitating is because I don't think we are.
Is it a marriage?
No, we can't ruin anything. I don't think that we have Eric and Jessica today, and they are no longer married.
Oh. We did it! Yay! You guys!
Come on!
And they have a disagreement about dating again, and their daughter.
Eric wins the toss here. Eric.
Yeah.
Tell us your side of this story. What's going on?
Yes, I mean, thank you guys for one, but here we are. Another great situation. Look, I have a little daughter. Her name's Avery. She's 3 years old. Love her very much. We split custody. And, you know, like, that journey can be, as I'm sure a lot of parents know, that journey's really hard.
Yeah, for sure.
And Avery told me recently that Jessica, her mom, is spending a lot of time on her phone and computer talking to men, to other guys. And I think it's way too soon, and one, she shouldn't be doing that in front of Avery. I don't know how much, like, you want to say before we actually get into, like, let's talk about it, but, like, that's the situation.
How long have you guys been divorced?
We've been divorced for, like, a year and a half.
Okay.
Okay, and so you don't want her to date, or you don't want her to date in front, like, what do you want?
She should not be introducing new people to Avery.
Okay.
Or talking to men in front of Avery. At least not yet. Not until she's, like, in a serious relationship, which I certainly hope she's not already.
Okay. I mean, a year and a half, it's been a while.
Therapists are weird with that kind of thing.
And what would a therapist say?
Specific timeline that everyone has to follow.
I had a therapist literally tell me I was
well,
not allowed to.
Well, that's a terrible therapist.
I agree. They were like, you're not allowed to sleep with anybody or date anybody for at least a year. And I was like, I was only married 9 months. What do you want?
Yeah,
like, I'm definitely probably going to sleep with one of the girls in the lobby.
Okay.
Well, that's okay. So I agree.
Eric is slacker.
Sorry. Eric, can I ask you a question that maybe you don't want to answer on the radio? Are you dating?
I mean, yeah, yes, I've, like, had a few dates, but certainly not in front of my daughter.
Is Jessica dating in front of your daughter? I don't know if I'm getting that.
I mean, she's certainly, like, talking to men in front of my daughter. Like, she's clearly, like, spending a lot of time on her phone and her computer in front of Avery.
Okay.
Okay, well, I'm just, like, I'm on the phone in front of my kids, and they don't know if I'm on Tinder or I'm playing Words with Friends. Like, I don't, like...
Right, but I guess if... She said,
"Okay, but Avery's talking one to a lot of boys. That her mother had been talking to men."
Okay.
All right. Let's hear from her.
Let's get Jessica. Jessica.
Yikes.
Sounds like this is the divorce that just keeps going, huh?
Oh, my God. That's exactly it. Yeah. Like, I mean, you all are already talking about exactly what's been going through my head. Like, we're no longer together. This is not Eric's business. And he's the one that wanted the divorce in the first place because he wanted to see other women.
Well, is that what he told you? Because I think divorce can happen for a lot of reasons. It's not always like, I want to divorce you because I want to go, you know,
there's
bang
that
it
girl
out
in the lobby.
You know, right.
Fair. No, I mean, it wasn't the exclusive thing, but it was among the things that he wanted out of a divorce.
Sure.
So, okay. I don't know why you're bringing that. Are you saying, like, because he wanted out, he has no say in your daughter's life?
No, of course that's not what I'm saying, but he has no say in my dating life.
I would be with her on this. Once a breakup happens, like, the other person who broke up with you doesn't get to be like, but not that one, or like, not this, you know?
I think they do have a say, because especially if there's kids involved.
And the kids makes it more complicated, but...
Absolutely.
Okay.
But not too much of a say,
yeah,
sir.
Hold on, Eric.
I mean, okay. How many people
can I
has...
Can something up, though?
Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry. But so Eric's making it sound like there are men over at the house, and that's not true. Avery has not met a single man that I have talked with.
Okay.
Has not met him. Okay.
But do you think... I this is such a weird thing because I guess you just don't realize how perceptive your kids are.
Yeah.
There are times where you're just like, I'm just sitting there and I'm like, there's no way they see what app I'm on. But maybe they do.
And 3-year-olds especially get real curious.
You got games on your phone?
Yeah.
And they're like, why do you keep swiping men's
faces?
And they
hear everything you say.
Well, yeah, that's a really good point. And I think that's exactly why Eric's hearing about this from Avery is because it's unusual, actually, you know, like it's very rare. My focus is on her when she's home. It's not on my phone. And so she's like very curious when I am, but it's not very often, but that's why she's like, you know, talking to her dad about it.
That actually makes
I mean, she sees it enough that she'd wanted to talk to me about it. That should be concerning.
And it is. It's weird for Avery. I don't blame Avery at all, but it's weird for Eric to have Avery come to him and go, what's going on with mom? And he's like, I don't know. Right? I mean,
right.
That's...
Yeah, why are you asking about, like, what do you want, Eric, other than her to be celibate? Like, what do you want?
I want her to not be doing it in front of Avery. Okay? Like I just want her to, I don't know, to not be talking about it in front of Avery so much that Avery approaches me about it.
Yeah, that's,
you know,
kind of fair. Yeah.
And you say, like, Jessica, you say that you're totally focused on her when you're together, but, like, I'm not buying that because Avery told me that you're on your phone and your computer all the time messaging, like, guys.
You're relying on a 3-year-old to be your primary source of information?
Yeah, they can't lie.
Don't put her in that position.
I feel like... We're literally witnessing why they split up.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Erica, is that all you have?
What do you mean, is that all I have?
I guess I mean, like, just the word, like, if Avery sees her mom on the phone, are you not shoving that narrative? It sounds like this is confirmation bias. Like, you're sitting here going, Avery told you she's on dating apps, and now
look, it's like there is more. I know that there's one guy that she's been talking to a lot.
Okay.
Oh,
what?
And I know Avery has seen it because that's the name that she mentioned.
What's the name? Do we want the name? We don't want the name.
Yeah, we want the name.
Jessica, what about Brian?
What? How do you know about? You didn't learn about that through Avery.
Okay.
I learned about it. So what about him?
I don't understand why this would be any of your business. Like, if it's
thank you,
Tim or Chad or Mark.
And if Avery hasn't met any of them,
how would she know his name?
Then how does Avery know Brian's name?
You didn't get that through Avery, you liar. What is going on? Are you spying on me?
Okay.
Oh boy.
I don't
I mean, you're just not going to say it. You're not going to tell. Like, you have been talking to him a lot, haven't you?
Yes, but that does not affect you. I mean, I don't owe you any answers about this, Eric.
Okay.
I don't know how much longer we should let this go on.
Yeah. I'm so uncomfortable.
I'm legit uncomfortable. Eric, did you get that information honestly through Avery or some other means?
No, I didn't get it from Avery, but it doesn't matter. I just want to hear about it.
How did you get it?
I am Brian, so I want to hear
What do you mean you are Brian? Nope. I think we stop this one. What do you mean? Are you catfishing your ex-wife? Is that what you're saying?
I mean, if it counts as catfishing, I wanted to talk to her, and obviously we have too much baggage to talk without there being some.
Okay.
God, that's so
gross. Give me some advice, because I don't know what we do.
Think about it.
Yep.
Hold on. Okay, hold on, you
Everyone
two.
Just hang tight. 303-222-5423.
I'm shook. Truly.
Yeah, Avery can't read. How would she know?
Obviously,
I don't think Avery had anything to do with it.
Obviously, here's what I don't understand. I don't want to get down in the weeds on this, but you can't fake a date. Like, you could.
Yeah, totally.
But Aaron.
What?
You were on the dating sites.
Yeah.
Would you mess around with a boy without a blue check mark?
Yeah.
No, you would not.
At least message, yeah.
Some
meeting
boys
up,
are
maybe.
So dumb.
Yeah.
That they're like, what does it mean to verify? And I don't know. Eric's kind of giving me a little bit dumb vibes. Sorry, Eric.
So he wanted a divorce.
But he wanted to talk
divorce, to her. And now he's talking to her on the side.
But I can't figure out what he said. I wanted to talk to you, and obviously, about what? What are you accomplishing here?
Let me talk to him. I'm going to see.
Okay. We're going to talk to them a little bit more and get your calls. Let me just ask this, because I got a divorce when my kids were older. Is there a protocol for like you can't even be on a dating site when you got a 3-year-old? Is that really a thing? Like, what are the rules? Should she just not even swipe during her week with Avery?
I don't know. But I certainly don't think the rules are catfish your ex-wife.
Yeah.
That's the only one I know for sure.
This is a very strange question, but does anybody else need to shower right now?
It kind of sounds like you're asking if we want to do it together.
We don't have to do it together. Yeah. Okay. Is Eric right in asking his wife to not be swiping when she's in the presence of the daughter? Like, how do I even ask that question with a straight face?
Was this I'm going to prove you're swiping, or?
I don't know if it's the hopeless romantic in me, but maybe he's wants to get back together. I don't know.
303-222-5423.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA cleared and CE marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone free, and side effect free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're in the middle of a great mate. I don't know what we're in the middle of.
Catfish debate.
Okay, Eric, oh. I know you're here. Tiak, do you want to continue this? I mean, like...
They want to...
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so let me do the previously on thing.
Oh yeah, you can feel good doing this?
No.
Perfect.
No. Okay, you do it then.
Okay. Eric called to tell his ex-wife Jessica that he's a catfish and he doesn't want her dating other people, even though the other person is him. Mark?
Okay, so
yeah, you can do it better.
The Great Mate Debate is a divorce couple that was supposed to be about he doesn't want her dating in front of their very young toddler, 3-year-old. Right. And then he asks her, what about Brian? And she's like, how do you know about Brian? Blah, blah, blah. And the last thing I think we let him say was, I'm Brian. And it was like, because he wanted, he did say, because I want, with all the crap between us, I wanted to be able to talk to you.
Yes.
Eric, do you want to, like, what do you want to say now? Like, what?
Yeah, cool. I mean, let me just come in and, like, tell you, like, how I started talking to her again, and...
Well, I don't know if it's again, if she didn't know if it was you. I just want to put that out
there.
That's
very true.
Like, you weren't talking to her. Okay, anyway, go ahead.
You were talking to her. She thought she was talking to Brian.
She wasn't talking to you. You were talking to her.
Correct. So, how did that happen?
So, I have a coworker whose name is Brian, who was on the dating apps and had seen her on the dating apps.
And you had him match her?
Yeah, I mean, he let me know that was, like, happening. And I was like, oh, man, I'm so not ready for that. And he was like, look, if you want to get some stuff off your chest, you can use my account.
No. Brian. Yeah, let's find Brian and get him on the phone so we can rip him a new one.
Okay. So they matched, and Jessica, are you comfortable with all this?
Oh my God, I'm vibrating. I'm so mad right now.
Okay.
Understandably so.
And what's your what was your end game, Eric? Like, you're trying to...
What was the reason?
Yeah, you said you wanted to talk to her, but like you're not you, so you can't go like, wasn't your husband a really good guy? Like,
Really handsome?
What are you doing? What do you want?
I mean, we've just got, her and I, we've got a lot of, like, baggage right now, you know? Like, and I think that just, like, getting to talk to her in a simpler way felt really nice.
In a simpler way. Oh, my God. So I pulled up, you know, now I'm like, oh, my God, what did I say to him? And he's asking me things about, like, my dating life, for example.
So
that feels kind of gross, though, because it almost feels controlling.
It's extremely gross.
I didn't mean it like that. It came out of just a place of, like, wanting to talk to, like, someone who I care about.
So you were lonely.
I haven't gotten to, like, talk to you in that way in a very long time.
If you wanted to have a real conversation, just try being kind and direct. That's the thing that's been missing.
In your divorce or in your marriage?
In both things. I mean, in our communication. Like, he does stuff like this. He thinks that's easier than trying to have an honest conversation where he keeps his temper in check.
Okay.
I don't know what to say. I mean, like, I didn't mean to, like, have this be a whole thing. I just...
What did you think was going to happen?
That's all I want. That's all. Like, I want to put him on hold and move on with all of our lives, but I need to understand your motives.
Like, do you still have feelings for her? Is that, or did you just miss...
Of course I do. Yeah, of course I do.
Then why did you divorce her, fool?
Of course you do, and you're choosing to communicate that through someone else?
It's not easy to say that, like, you know, oh, did it's so cliche to be like, oh, you know, distance makes you stronger or whatever. But like, here I am feeling like I do wish that we were still together, obviously.
Wow.
Okay. Should we be done? We should
well,
be
what
done.
Does Jessica feel? I feel like she should get a chance to respond to this.
Do we have a match? Like, that's not.
Yeah.
I just wish that Eric had said any of this stuff to me directly, because now it just feels like I can't trust somebody who would do that.
Okay, nope, we're not doing that.
Yeah, I'm sorry,
let's
Jessica.
Let's hang on, because okay, hang on. Yep. I wanted to ask her a question, but it's impossible. I was wondering if she liked Brian.
Well, I think that's why she was talking to
yeah.
him. So then she
how
just
confusing
found out.
Would that be?
Yeah.
Well, and especially if the reason for the divorce was he wanted to sleep with someone else, and so she's not getting the attention that she needs, and so she's finding it from Brian. Oh, it's not Brian. It's her him. Ex-husband who left to go get attention from someone else. Like, yeah. Absolutely
so do you
not.
Think he did the classic guy, like the don't know what yes. you got till it's gone.
Yes.
Classic man who's like, oh, wait.
Now that I can't have
it
you.
It isn't better out there. It sounds like he needed to learn how to be a husband.
Or be Brian.
Or be Brian.
Are we satisfied with our care?
I don't know. Like,
we now have to move on.
Hit the button. Just
I don't know. The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.